Well, there's not much to say after a game like that. Hats off to Green Bay. They played well. We didn't play well enough. You got to get this thing figured out, turned around. Have a lot of corrections we got to make. And, you know, 1-6 is very disappointing, very frustrating. We got to get things turned around pretty quickly.
Christian, what were the challenges of getting back into the lineup after being on the bench for several weeks?
Nothing. No, I felt fine when I was out there.
Why wasn't Greg Jennings used more in the offense tonight?
I mean, we call plays, and I'm trying to get the ball to the guy that's open, and I guess he wasn't open. I mean, yeah, I expect to play better. Yeah, I mean, I expected us to. I mean, our expectations go out there and win every game, and obviously we didn't meet expectations. I didn't meet expectations. Didn't play well enough for this offense to stay on the field, come around third downs, and put more points on the board to beat Green Bay. We didn't do it. Well, we're focused on what we can control, and we didn't do a good enough job converting on our third downs to stay on the field. And if we do that, we stay in rhythm and we're fine.
After a couple of weeks off and getting back in there, just did you feel in sync with the offense, or do you think that that's a work in progress?
No, I felt in sync all week. I felt fine out there. I thought everything. I mean, it was a smooth transition from Josh and myself this week, and I thought things were fine.
What's been getting in the way the most, do you think, and just not being able to sustain drives and kind of answer when they go on?
We can't put ourselves in third and long situations. They're hard to overcome in the NFL, and we didn't do a good enough job on first and second down. And I think we were, 25% on third down. So, I mean, that's a huge down in the NFL, and we weren't good enough.
Sitting at 1-6 here, like, how do you kind of hold things together here and make sure doesn't go from bad to worse?
Yeah, I mean, it can. It's a slippery slope. We just got to make sure that the leadership on this team stays focused and in control of this team. And I don't doubt that the guys that we have on this team will. We just got to be more focused than ever, working hard than ever. We got to have this sense of urgency that things got to change. And we got to practice better. We got to play better. I mean, it's the whole nine yards. We got to do everything better.
You talk about the team leadership. Who's providing that right now?
There's a lot of guys, Jared and Chad and Kevin Williams, John Sullivan, Charlie Johnson, Phil. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Adrian. There's a lot of guys that are contributing, and we just got to keep doing a better job.
This is your 30th start, and with Josh right behind you, did you feel like maybe this was one of your last chances to come out there and show you could be the answer?
I wasn't thinking about that, and I'm not thinking about that now. What I'm focused on is getting this team turned around and winning games. And that stuff's out of my control. I can control what I do on the field, what this offense does on the field, and that's that call's out of my hands.
Are you anticipating, though, that there's big competition at quarterback this week for the Dallas game?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, last year, Adrian Peterson got around 200 yards against Green Bay.
How did you think the offense did as far as the combination of both passing and running today?
I don't know what our yards were. I just know that it wasn't good enough. I think we ran the ball a little better than we've had in previous weeks. So that's something to build on. But, I know our yards were down, our conversion rates were down. I mean, everything that means something statistically in the NFL, we weren't good enough at.
Do you have anything to say specifically to Greg Jennings when things were maybe going poorly later in the game?
No. I mean, we were talking as a whole offense. I mean, I was talking to everybody and making sure everyone was staying in it, not watching the scoreboard. Controlling what we can control, and I don't know what I said specifically to Greg or anybody else.
You talked about wanting to be more relaxed from your first three games. Did you feel that that was the case, or how would you prepare?
I did. I thought things slowed down a little bit out there. I was more relaxed and felt more in control of things.
After a few weeks off, did it take a while to kind of find your rhythm, your timing?
No, I mean, once I got out there, I mean, I thought practice went well, and I was in sync with everybody. So I don't think that that affected me.
Last couple. What were they doing to cover Jennings? You mentioned he didn't think he was getting open.
I don't know. I mean, they were playing a lot of single high. You know, we didn't have that many plays. You know, we didn't do a good enough job of spreading the ball around and giving him the football. I mean, for us, we're not focused on getting the ball to one guy. We're focused on winning games. And whether that's handing the ball off 60 times a game or throwing the football to 12 different guys, I mean, it doesn't matter. We're not focused on that.
Thank you.